Now, my apprentice, it is time to take you to meet some of those inner plane teachers. Each one is taken separately, so that you can take these paths again and again, on your own and in your own time. I have thought carefully about which teachers to choose, and finally have decided upon these. The first one will be Hypatia. In her time, she was the head of the great Alexandrian library, as her father had been before her. She was a mathematician and a philosopher. She studied and taught astrology and music and spoke 5 languages. Look up her life and her sad death and learn what you can about her. My second choice is Merlin, the Archmage of Britain, the mentor of King Arthur. His name may have been a generic title, but now he has become a powerful archetype. We will take a pause between each visit, but you can take them one at a time when doing them on your own. Now I want you to make yourself very comfortable. Loosen any tight clothing. Take off your shoes and rest your feet on a cushion. Close your eyes and take a few minutes to relax your body. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. And begin to build the image that I will give you in as much detail as you can. I want you to build before you the image of a mirror. It's a little taller than you are, very bright, silver-framed, and the actual mirror itself is black. In fact, it looks like a black glass doorway. And that is exactly what it is. Let your subtle body rise up and approach the door. I want you to stretch out your hand and touch the glass. And as you do, your hand moves through. Let the rest of your body follow. And I will be right behind you. There is a moment of complete and utter blackness and intense cold. And then we are standing in a square filled with sunshine. It is warm and just about the time of noon. On 3 sides of the square are tall, graceful buildings, but none above 3 stories. The square itself is full of people coming and going. Stand for a moment and watch them. We are in Alexandria, the Alexandria of the time of the great library. It is early summer, and the people around you are going about their business, for this is a great port. Ships come from all over the known world. If we were to go down to the harbour, we would see the great Pharos lighthouse that guides them in and out of the harbour. Every ship that comes into Alexandria is searched by the priests, and if any writing, any paper, any information is found, it is confiscated, taken to the library, and copied. Then the original is given back to the owner. This is the law. But we are not here to explore the city. If you will look to your right, you will see the facade of the great library. It fills the whole of one side of the square. The entrance is reached by a flight of steps, and the portico is pillared. Come, let us go. As we approach the steps, people look and assess who we might be. But since we are dressed as they are, in white tunics and an overrobe, they don't pause more than a few moments. Many people come and go here, of all kinds, of all traditions, and from many countries. It is a place where all traditions meet. Under the portico, it is cool, and before us are great double doors of bronze. They open at a touch. We are in a hallway where there are many statues, beautifully carved, and all of marble. When you come here again, you may like to take some time to look at them more closely. Here you will find representations of the gods and goddesses of many different traditions. But I want to take you to the lecture hall. Follow me. Here before you is a round hall. There are benches, also of marble, all around it. And in the very centre, a podium. Look, you can see the students already gathered. They come from all over the known world. And now, you see, they stand, for here comes the teacher. His name is Artemis Philadelphus, and he teaches the art of sound and vibration. He is also a great gardener, but he is not the one we have come to meet. But I wanted you to see the hall. Because, apprentice, now that you know what it looks like, you too can come here whenever you like and take your seat and listen. But for now, let us go this way, down this corridor. There are many small rooms that lead off it, and each one is assigned to a different teacher. There are many teachers here in Alexandria, but there are 7 who rule the library. They change from time to time, but it is always 7. At the end of the corridor, we pass through an archway and into the gardens that lie behind the main part of the library. There are green lawns and trees and beds of flowers and lots of small seats where students meet and talk or sit and study. It is peaceful and quiet. And here and there are fountains that cool the summer air. Let us walk this way, along this path. Before us, there is an arbor where trailing vines and flowers make a small enclosure. Inside, there is a small table and several benches. On the table, there is a jug, some pottery, cups, and a bowl of fruit. If you are thirsty, simply pour some of the wine into a cup. And here comes our hostess. I greet you, Hypatia, Lady of Alexandria. I ask permission to present my apprentice. We have traveled back through time that you and my apprentice may meet. Hypatia is of middle height and very dark. Her hair is drawn back into a loose knot at the neck. She is not young. She is not beautiful, but her features are striking. The eyes are large and dark, and filled with both intelligence and humor. She takes her seat and bids you sit beside her. Listen to her. I greet you, apprentice. It is good to meet you. I think for this first time, it might be an idea to tell you more about Alexandria and its great school. For the more you know about its location and what goes on inside the school, the more you will be at ease when you come next time. But first, I want to give you this. It is a medallion, and I want you to place it about your neck. As you see, it carries the symbol of a bee, and by this token, you may claim my time whenever you come. All you have to do is show it to an official, and you will be brought to me at once. As you know, this great city and its library were built by Alexander. And on his death, his successor here, Ptolemy, took over its administration. He was a great lover of learning and sought to establish a library that would rival all others. As you can see, there are many buildings. It is not just one building. The main room is the hall, the lecture hall. I believe you paused there on your way to listen to Artemis Philadelphus. That hall is the hub of the Alexandrian school. But behind it, you will find other smaller buildings. There are 7 of these, and each one is both the home and the school of one of the teachers. Eventually, you will learn from each one in turn. On one side of the great hall, there are the dormitories for the students who come here from all over the world that is known to us. Though we of Alexandria are well aware that beyond what is known, there are other countries that have yet to be explored. Here we have Druids from the Northern Isles. We have the men who come from the great snowy areas. They bring with them small carved pieces of wood that they call runes, and with them they foretell events to come. We have many from Egypt. Here, this land so full of magic and so much to teach. But we also have teachers like Artemis Philadelphus who come from Greece and who teach the magic and the arts and the culture of that country. Rome, too, is represented here, and the strange seers and seeresses of Gaul far to the west. We even have some of the great red-headed poets that come from the isle that they call Era, and whose men and women speak the tongue of the poet. Here you will find men and women from the far south, whose skins are as black as the night, but who have great powers. My area is that of mathematics, but I also study the stars in their courses. For my mother came from Chaldea, and she was the daughter of one of the great magi. It will be my delight to teach you whatever I know. If you have questions that I cannot answer, and no teacher knows everything, then I will see that your questions are answered by someone else. Come, follow me. I would like to show you one of our most beautiful temples and there are many here. Follow me. As you will see, our gardens are very beautiful. It is the delight of Artemis Philadelphus. He grows plants and flowers from many, many different countries. There, you see in front of you the Temple of Apollo. Small, but it is in beautiful proportion. The blue-veined marble of which it is made comes from a quarry outside Rome. There will be no one there at this time of day, so we will have it to ourselves. As you enter, you will find a tripod holding burning charcoal and a bowl of incense. It is traditional to take some incense and cast it onto the charcoal as an offering to the god. We have many temples here to many different gods. This one is perhaps my favorite. Come, look at the statue. The statue was carved by a Greek sculptor called Phidias, and is one of the great examples of his work. See how cleverly he has caught the folds of material. Even the hands show the definition of fingernails. But now, seeker of light and wisdom, ask a question, for this is Apollo, and he is the god of healing and of prophecy and of music. So ask a question, and we will see what will happen. Ask your question, apprentice. And suddenly, the little temple is filled with a light so bright and so blinding that you close your eyes. And when you open them, the statue has gone, and in its place is Apollo. I will answer your question, apprentice. And I will tell you yes, what you wish for will be granted. One day, the red cord of the initiate will be placed about your waist. And in that time, I will speak in your mind again. Until then, farewell. You close your eyes, and when you open them again, there is just the statue. Hypatia takes your hand. I think that was rather a shock to you, apprentice. Something you did not expect. But then, the unexpected is part of the great mysteries. Come, I will walk with you back to the entrance. See, this flower comes from the very far south of this country. The intense blueness of its petals is pleasing to me. I give it to you to take with you. Though it may not pass the barrier into your world, yet, as a mark of my favor, it will remain in your memory. Ah, Artemis has almost finished his lecture. I must go and speak with him. Your teacher, apprentice, will take you back. I shall look forward to seeing you again. Come, apprentice, let us go back. It seems that we have only been away for a little while, and yet already the shadows are lengthening in the great square. Let us walk. See, on the far side of the square, there is the mirror. It is our way back to our own world. I want you to remember the way in and the layout of the great library. You have right of entry now. Consider yourself a student of Alexandria. Now, stretch out your hand and move into the mirror, and I will follow. There is that moment of blackness and cool, and then you are through. Take a deep breath. Let it out slowly. And now, open your eyes. Ah, that wasn't so bad, was it? I think you had better have something to eat and drink. That will help you to feel as if you're part of the earth again. Let us pause a little while and rest. And then I will take you to see Merlin.